So for today's deep dive, we're getting into a really critical challenge for global companies. I'm talking about strategic hiring in complex emerging markets, specifically Latin America. Because your standard transactional recruiting, it just doesn't cut it anymore. What companies really need are these leaders we're calling hunter prospectors.
Right, people who can build something from almost nothing.
Exactly, entrepreneurial types who are comfortable with ambiguity.
And our sources for this really spotlight one firm, Atlantic Research Technologies, or ART. So our mission today is to, understand the very specific methodology they use that positions them as this architect of leadership for multinationals in the West.
Okay, let's unpack that. Because the material we have describes a system that, I mean, it seems to fundamentally reject all the usual industry shortcuts.
It does. They
Yep.
don't just tweak the model, they've thrown it out. And it starts with how they find talent. ART relies exclusively on what they call the direct approach,
Pure headhunting.
pure headhunting. They're only targeting successful people who are currently employed, usually by a competitor.
So they're not interested at all in people who are actively applying for jobs.
Not at all. Their rationale is pretty simple. The most qualified mission-critical leaders are, working, they're succeeding, they're not scrolling through job boards. They see online advertising as basically an admission that you don't have the right contacts. And this whole approach, it avoids what they call the mystery tour risk.
The risk of wasting months on candidates who just aren't a fit,
Exactly.
but targeting only employed people. That's a
Yeah.
pretty aggressive play, isn't it? I mean, doesn't that create some friction with the client's competitors?
It absolutely can. It
Yeah.
requires a ton of confidentiality, of rigor, which is probably why their operational setup is so unique. They run the entire organization centrally.
No regional offices.
No regional franchises. And it's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
And this is where it gets really interesting for me. That centralization, it avoids what you often see in this industry, that sort of feudalized system.
Right, where different offices are almost competing with each other, hoarding talent.
Yeah, it's so inefficient. But ART's model avoids that. And that's how they're able to present fully vetted candidates in, what, 3 to 4 weeks?
That's the timeline. And that speed, especially in a volatile market like LATAM, is a massive strategic advantage. It lets clients lock down talent before the whole situation changes.
Speaking of LATAM, let's focus on that. The sources really stress how hard it is to find bilingual or trilingual leaders who can bridge that gap between foreign corporate ethics and local business styles.
And that points to a huge talent gap. You see, traditional recruiters, say in São Paulo or Rio, they often just assume that a manager who's successful in Brazil will automatically be great for a regional LATAM role.
A huge assumption.
It is. ART actively works to get around this Sprio bubble problem. They know that a true hunter prospector needs experience and cultural fluency outside of those big power cities.
Okay, so let's get to the bottom line. What does this whole model mean for the client financially?
Well, it's a profound difference. They completely reject the standard percent of salary commission.
Which, always incentivizes the recruiter to push the most expensive candidate.
Of course it does. Instead, ART uses a low results-only flat fee. It completely realigns the loyalty back to the client's actual needs, not the recruiter's paycheck.
And they back this confidence with some serious safeguards.
They do. This is maybe the most telling part, a 100% money-back guarantee that lasts for up to 180 days.
6 months.
A 6-month warranty on a key hire. I mean, that speaks volumes about how much they trust their process. It's one of the strongest guarantees in the industry.
So to summarize the competitive edge we've unpacked here, it's that centralization combined with a relentless direct headhunting approach that delivers, well, it delivers speed and rigor in these really high-stakes environments.
Yeah. And if we connect this to the bigger picture, here's a
Yeah.
thought to leave you with. The data suggests that for these big multinational firms, cross-border mobility, the ability to find a manager from Chile who can successfully lead in Colombia, that's going to shift.
From a bonus to a requirement?
Exactly. Soon it won't be a nice-to-have skill. It'll be a standard, non-negotiable requirement for any kind of regional leadership. So you have to ask yourself, what does that rising standard mean for how global companies should be investing in their talent pipelines today?